Talking Heads, a band started in art school, suitable for Max Grover, who should be on the line with me right now. Max, are you there?
I am here, Larry. Wow. How are you?
I bet you like the Talking Heads, right?
Stop making sense. Huh?
Yeah, really. Artists like you are, in a certain way, not supposed to make conventional sense. You make sense of things and show us how to look at things in a different way. So that makes sense to me in terms of the dovetail of art and music. So you...
I agree.
Well, Max, you have been exhibiting in this town how long? How long have you been showing your art?
I moved to Port Townsend close to 30 years ago now, yeah. In 1993. I came here from Portland, Oregon, where I got my start as an artist. And when I came here, I found that this was going to be a good place to make art. I didn't think it would be a good place to maybe sell art, but it was going to be a great home base. And I didn't really rely upon the community here to make my living. But as years went on, that changed. And anybody that's been around Port Townsend for 30 years knows that our town has changed as well.
Sure. And your art, in a certain way, is documenting it. When I actually think about some of the images I saw in the gallery yesterday, when I spent some time with what's up on the walls at the Grover Gallery on Taylor Street, it just opened yesterday officially. Even though there are no openings, you reminded me there. Given the times, there are no openings with wine and free hors d'oeuvres, right?
That's right. You have to come in just to see art and. We're down to the basics.
Not bad at all. It's not about the wine and the cookies. The exhibit is called New Paintings and Old Drawings, and it's an interesting dialogue between the two types of art that are in the exhibition. The old drawings are indeed older. Some of them are from the 80s, some of them 90s, some of them the early 2000s, and they're small. And they're mostly black and white. And what's wonderful, and this is part of the curation of it, I think, and you got to credit Michael D'Alessandro for working with you to curate this as an exhibit. And I think he did a really nice job.
He did a fabulous job. And I love what our hanging crew has done to arrange the paintings on the walls, too. It's a very, very... I didn't think there would be enough work to fill the gallery, but there were plenty there for... to fill the gallery
right,
up.
Right, and it's not too busy. It's not sparse, but it's not too busy. I mean, and there's plenty of space and time to look at some of the images and sort of see the conversation between the old drawings and the new paintings. And I feel like, since, of course, our listeners can't see it, but of course you can see it if you want to go to northwindart.com, go to the website and click under exhibitions, and actually there's a good display of the work that's in the show on the website. So you could.
I think absolutely. There, some of the work is up on the website, and so go to northwind.org, and you'll be able to see the work there.
I think it's northwindart.org.
Northwindart.
Yeah, I made the mistake and said com.org. Yeah, because it's nonprofit.
Drawing has been kind of the one constant art form that I've done all my life, and I have a great love affair of drawing, but for years the extent of my drawing was limited to just drawing out paintings and not spending an awful lot of time in that even. So one of the positive things that came out of COVID for me was that I was able to go back and go through all my portfolios and come up with 250 drawings that I thought were deemed worthy of changed some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a product of this project. And I think there's about 25 drawings in the show, and they just represent a small portion of the drawings that I've recently finished. Right. But Michael D'Alessandro did a fabulous job of picking out these few, 25, and they are not too far out of step with the paintings that I'm doing.
Yeah, well, it really feels like there's a conversation between the drawings that may have been done 10 years ago and the paintings that you did during the pandemic. This is one of many arts projects in very different areas of art that we've talked about and covered in terms of art created during this awful pandemic period, when you had a lot of time in your studio by yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I believe in good, and I think it's important to show the good in the world. And you don't want something really dark and, hanging over your couch. So I try to do colorful, uplifting, whimsical work. That's just a reflection of who I am anyway.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of what you're known for. But then if you're a more formally art-oriented person, there's also a lot of other exploration in there that's beyond whimsical and sense of humor. There's some wonderful design concepts in there. And one thing that's notable, when you go look at the exhibition, listeners, you'll see there's different themes. And one of them that you've been working out a lot in the drawings, and then they're making their way into paintings, are... It looks like the insides of a boiler room or a mechanical room for a factory or something. There's tubes and pipes and dials and wheels to turn. And that's an image that comes up again and again in a number of the drawings and paintings.
Yes, and I've had a fascination with mechanical things. And I actually, before I started pursuing my art career, I did a lot of drafting. And I love mechanical drafting as well as architectural drafting. So I learned to draw nuts and bolts and threads and things like that. But they show up in my paintings in many different ways. And if you look at all of my paintings, you'll see little smokestacks or hoses or round donut-shaped things all throughout my paintings. Mm-hmm. And so it's a reoccurring theme that shows up. I've never asked an art therapist what this all means, but it is one of my passions.
Yeah, well, the art historians and art critics will point out imagery and what it means or what it refers to. But yeah, there are plenty of pipes with rounded ends coming out, and you're not showing them gushing smoke into the air, but you're seeing the works of the machinery behind what we do. There's another image that seems like a new image to me for your work is somewhat dense traffic. There are a lot of cars in some of these drawings and paintings, and they're sometimes a little bit jammed up like a big city. Sometimes they're clearly in Port Townsend.
That painting is called No Parking.
Yeah.
And it's, we've all had to search for a parking place, not so much here in Port Townsend, but all of us universally have gone around the block a few times to see if there was some place to park. And I lived in big cities. I grew up in Spokane, but I lived in Seattle and then New York City, San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, before I came here. And I had big city experiences. I always loved the excitement of what big cities had to offer, the energy that they provided. And at one time in my life, I needed that stimulation to propel me. And I don't anymore by any means, but I'm still drawn to the fact that I try to show animated places.
Yeah.
Things that have activity. And,
yeah.
And,
well, it's interesting to look at the... one of the paintings looks like a crowded Portland street with I think bridges over rivers and things like that. I mean,
yes.
I don't know if it's New York or Portland, but then you turn your gaze to the side and there's an uptown street that has not quite as many cars, but it still feels crowded. A drawing of an uptown street.
I generally paint from my imagination rather than references of photographs or things like that. So it's amazing, though, that many viewers of my work will be nostalgic about a place, and they'll go, oh, that's Detroit. I've I used to live on that corner right there.
when it really just came out of your imagination. Yeah.
If it made you feel happy, then or nostalgic, then I've done my job.
Yeah. Well, you know, those places have had their impression on you. It was worth it for you to be in all those places and then bring those images and bring those feelings about big cities and little cities and the city that we all live in here or listening to this radio station. So,
exactly. Yeah. And I have to also say that some of those drawings were prototypes for labels for Sunrise Coffee.
Oh, right. We always see images there.
And before I would do a painting for the labels, I would propose a sketch, and then they were nice drawings, so I didn't want them to go to waste. So they are a little bit more realistic about that uptown scene, for example, was going to be an uptown blend, I believe. I don't believe it ever got made, but that was the prototype for the label.
Hmm. So, there's street scenes. One thing that sticks out, of course, is our environment around us. There's some really wonderful boatyard scenes. I mean, of course, you love to paint ferry boats, and especially ferry boats with dogs on them or in them. But there are boatyard scenes that just feel like great interpretations of the feelings of the boatyards that we frequent here.
They are certainly reflective of Port Townsend. Before I came to Port Townsend, I was not painting very many boats, and you know, it has had a great effect on me and my images. You might notice that there's not a lot of people in my drawings and paintings, even though they're not void of humanness.
No, there's plenty of animal life.
I love people, but I don't particularly like to draw them. Yeah. And I have, in the last couple of years, been going to a life drawing class, and I end up drawing the extension cords on the floor with the that keep the heaters and the models warm and
right.
The light fixtures and just maybe happenstancely I'll have the model in there too, yeah. Which most people are focused on, but not me.
Well, you know, you're an artist. You can choose what you want to draw, and anything you see can become your art, just like a writer has to warn people around them, you know.
Larry, that's why I draw plumbing.
Yeah. You don't want to offend anybody. Well, the exhibition is really fun, and I think I really can recommend it for the graphic quality of some of the work, especially some of the older work. I was talking to Michael D'Alessandro, the curator and the director of exhibitions at Northwind Art. And we were talking about it, about how much we liked the ones that in a way tended to be much more abstract graphic than recognizable imagery.
I had a career before I was became a painter in printing. And mm-hmm. I worked in offset lithography and was around a lot of great graphic design. Mm-hmm. And I've always been drawn to that.
Yeah. For people who like that, it's there in that exhibition. Yeah,
it is. That has had a great influence on my imagery, and I used to design some things. I've designed dog food bags and potato sacks and things like that. And I wasn't great at it, but I have a great love affair with great graphic design.
Yeah, well, and you've shared that with so many organizations and institutions. We have a Max Grover poster here for the radio station, at least one, maybe more. All the places that you love and work with around town have, a lot of them have some images that you've contributed to their
well, Larry, we have a KPTZ poster in our bathroom at the gallery.
Oh, well, that's good. That's great. I'm glad you do.
We
have to have Northwind posters here. I think we do, actually, but I want to get the new one. You'll see the poster around town with, I think, a red background.
Gary Germain is responsible for a lot of our poster work, and he is a great graphic designer and our past board president at Northwind Art.
Mm-hmm. You were one of the founders of Port Townsend School of the Arts, which at that point was a standalone organization, and it's existed for a while now. And then given the the tides of finances and COVID and development of nonprofit organizations. It's worked into this recent merger of the School of the Arts and Northwind Art. And it's all called, it's a little hard to not call it Port Townsend School of the Arts anymore, because, but there's a, yeah. There's a sign on the building where the classes are that says Northwind Art. So, and we're going to be your neighbors as soon as we get to move over there to Fort Worden.
Yeah. I can't wait. Yeah. Wait to have this radio station as neighbors.
Yeah.
When I came here 30 years ago, I always thought that one of the things that Port Townsend was missing was an art school, and all the right people came together and the energy happened and we got it off the ground, and we've done nothing but grow.
Yeah.
And the merger of with Northwind was just it was circling the wagon, and mm-hmm. it was just, we adapted to the needs of our community, and we'll be much stronger organization because of our collaboration and now union of the two different entities.
And what's really nice about building 305 is the building that we're going to be in, that KPTC is in the basement of 305, which was an old maintenance shed and maintenance and storage building for the fort, one of the earlier buildings of the fort. And it's been all renovated and it's been given a historic designation, and we're in the basement. But on the main floor,
it's a beautiful space.
Yeah, on the main floor, there's a beautiful multi-purpose, in fact, two beautiful multi-purpose rooms with a lot of light and very high ceilings and big rafters up above you and great lighting. And that's going to be a multi-purpose space that's always been being called a gallery and performance space. So we're wiring it for sound so we can have concerts there. And it's going to be a gallery space. So we're going to be sharing it in a way. It's a little vague now, you know, how we're going to be sharing it, but it's always, we all in there know that it's going to be a gallery / performance space.
Well, so, there's a lot of artists in town that would just love to hang their work on those walls.
Right.
I'm sure of that.
And I'm sure they wouldn't mind having it on walls that get slid over to the side to have people listen to some music in the presence of their art all around them. It's sort of like the concerts that have happened at Northwind Art Center. So
beautiful.
Yeah, great. Well, Max, thank you. We've been speaking to Max Grover, whose show is at the Northwind Arts Gallery, the Grover Gallery on Taylor Street across from the Rose Theater. A new show called New Paintings, Old Drawings. And it's a wonderful conversation between black and white drawings and beautiful, newer works that basically have a conversation with those early drawings. So that's something about the process of art. So we really appreciate your showing this work and doing it and working with Northwind to really curate a very interesting show.
Larry, would I be able to spend just a few seconds talking about an upcoming event that
sure.
I'll be involved with?
Sure.
On August 29th, mm-hmm. Northwind Art is going to have an event out at Fort Worden in the big tent in front of Madrona Mind Body.
Right, we just saw that tent go up. Yeah.
Oh, yes. We're planning for outdoor events, and really doesn't matter what the weather is going to be. We're going to be able to have our event regardless. The event is on a Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to do, I can't tell you everything about it because it's a bit of a secret, some of it, but the event is called The Big Reveal, picnic and painting party with Max Grover.
Great. And the date, again, is August
29th from 2 to 4 p.m.
Okay, great. Well, we'll actually be announcing it then. Make sure you get us information as it gets closer. Yeah.
What we're going to be doing is the people that attend up there, and there's only 30 spots, are going to be able to help me in collaboration of doing puzzle, and each person is going to paint a piece of that puzzle. We'll assemble it, and then the big reveal will happen.
Wow.
David Grisman and Tracy Grisman will be playing.
Wonderful.
There'll be food, drinks.
Yeah. Great.
And just a great time. So go to northwind.org /Max.
Well, thank you, Max. Thank you for being such an important member of this community for so long.
And, well, it's my pleasure. Yeah. I love our town and the people here. It's a great place to live.
Thank you, Max Grover. His work is at the Grover Gallery, which is part of one of the Northwind galleries. So they have a whole complex of galleries of spaces to show art now. So go take a look.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Max. See you soon.